This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Yes, I said that in one breath. Friends, we are live today. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. The up-and-coming segment, which would be the second segment, we're going to have former representative from the state of Michigan with us real quick. We're going to be talking about some of the things that are going on in his particular state. Before we do that, what I want to do is I want to get over to that of sonsoflibertymedia.com. And as to what's taking place across the country, again, that which the CIA controlled, the mainstream media, means to withhold from you every step of the way. Friends, it's craziness what's taking place in this country. And I guess I would propose the question before I start rocking here is, how long are Americans going to be browbeaten by the mainstream media? How long, Americans, are you going to be browbeaten by the MSM? The mainstream media, the CIA-controlled media. How long are you going to let them draw the line concerning our lawful speech? What we can say and what we cannot say. Because, friends, they have it completely upside down, Isaiah 5:20. They're putting light for darkness and darkness for light. They're putting the lie for the truth and the truth for the lie, friends. In other words, instead of lawful speech being permitted, they're censoring lawful speech. And the reason they're doing that is because it exposes them for who they are and what it is that they mean to do and what it is that they are guilty of. It's interesting because when you look at what's taking place, and we're going to be talking about this in just a couple minutes here, is we speak lawfully, and yet many speak unlawfully, and yet the media would have you hold your tongue lawfully and let the lawless say what they will. And again, keep in mind, this all runs counter to law. And again, I'm teeing it up right now concerning what we're going to be talking about during the second segment. I want to highlight some of the things going on in the United States of America right now. Again, giving you the news that the CIA-controlled media means to withhold from you. The IRS won't be issuing tax refunds during government shutdown. This is retaliatory, friends, is what it is. They're retaliating against the American people for allowing this to happen. But they will be taking your money and interest. Isn't it interesting how that works? I mean, I can take that across the boards, too. It always works for big corporations, doesn't it? Your electricity goes down. At the end of the month, you get the bill, but you still have to pay the bill, right? For the time that it was down. Your phone goes awry. It doesn't work all the time, but yet you call the company, you don't get a phone call back, but at the end of the month, you get a bill, and you better pay up, because if you don't, they'll shut off your service. I mean, this goes across the boards. America, how long are you going to put up with this? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we're going to be talking about this during the second hour, reprobate interpretations versus the Holy Spirit's plain interpretations and inspirations, friends. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes. Sons of Liberty Media.com. The lawless lunacy of Republicans pushing red flag gun confiscation legislation. Again, pay attention to the fact that, friends, this is happening under Trump's administration. Don't play the fool, because so many have. Just because they do it doesn't mean you have to do it. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have Muslims, sex grooming gangs, and Texas teacher, witch, plotted to sell girl to Morocco. We're talking about what's going on in the United States of America. I remember when I first got into ministry about 20 years ago, that was one of the things that the Holy Ghost just gave me instantly. Is share with the people. I'm not talking about what's going on in the third world country here. I'm talking about what's going on in your country today, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The New York Police Department have Muslim community patrol cars now. This group is not officially sanctioned by the NYPD. They are subject to the law. Why is it that they're acting as if they're above the law in New York? And again, keep in mind, friends, for 18 years, we have been inundated by the CIA-controlled media that the Muslims are the problem. And now all of a sudden, they're just giving over everything that the Muslims ask for. Not realizing what's going on across Europe, the UK, France, Germany, the list goes on. And speaking of what's going on a global scale concerning the Muslims, the media is silent as Islamic Party of Ontario. Don't tell me I didn't tell you that this was coming to the United States of America, because it's well on its way, friends. The media is silent as Islamic Party of Ontario files to become an official political party in Canada. And right on the heels of their homosexual sodomites, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who also worships Allah with the Muslims over there. America, you can play fools and the fools all you want to, but you better rest assured there's a plan in motion right now, and it's called the judgment of God. Every step of the way. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. It's here, friends. Leviticus 26, starting on verse 15, goes on from there. We have, again, crazy stuff happening in the United States of America. And I wanted to highlight two more things before we actually get to our guest, Dave Ajima, a representative, former representative from the state of Michigan, concerning veteran reporter William Arkin quits NBC. Tell me if this sounds familiar, friends. And rest assured, you didn't hear this from the conservatives. You didn't hear this from the professed Christians, the Pharisees of the day in America. But the veteran reporter William Arkin quits NBC. Why did he quit NBC? I'm curious. He's exposing them, that of NBC, for promoting perpetual war and threat mongering. How many years? How many times have I said nobody is assaulting and assailing the American people more than corrupt politicians and the media? Well, this veteran reporter, William Arkin, just came out and told you exactly what's going on. He's sick and tired of the media promoting perpetual war and threat mongering. Keep in mind, friends, what James Madison, the father of our Constitution, rightly said. He said a continual warfare. He said no nation can endure. So it comes to this: either you deal with the corruption or you're going to be dispossessed, period. I wish someone would challenge me on the basic principles of which I speak. Do you know that just the other day you had Nancy Pelosi, you know, that corrupt official that you put up with America, namely in California, now she's going to become the Speaker of the House again. She was talking about how wonderfully America is being fundamentally transformed. Don't tell me the agenda is not going forward, friends, because it is. What we're going to be talking about with our guest, Dave Ajima, former rep from Michigan, racist Muslim rep Rashida Tlaib threatens Trump. We're going to impeach the MF-er, she said. We'll be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bring awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. What I want to do... first of all, is let you know that if you'd like to call in at any time, I'm going to pull my guest up real quick. Dave Ageham, a former rep from the state of Michigan. And I want to talk to him about what's going on over there in the state of Michigan, because we're dealing with similar issues in the state of Minnesota here. We have a Muslim terror-tied AG who was mysteriously placed into the AG's office. Do the math, friends. We have 120,000 Muslims in the state of Minnesota. But somehow or another, over a million people voted for him. Over that of Doug Wardlow. We also have a sanctuary state advocate named Tim Walz for the new governor who just placed CARE, Jalan Hussein, CARE terror-tied organization on his board. As well, friends, we also have the first sodomite sheriff in the state of Minnesota in our history. In other words, the fix is in, America. There is major voter fraud going on in the state of Minnesota, and you can rest assured it's happening in your state as well. And we need to wise up to what's going on concerning what's taking place in our communities, our cities, and our states. Again, what I want to do is pull up Dave Ageham, a former businessman, I'm sorry, congressman from the state of Michigan. Are you there, my friend?
I am.
Thank you for joining us. I just called Dave yesterday. I'd seen some of the things that were taking place across the board. So thank you for jumping online with such short notice. The first thing I want to do, Dave, is, if you don't mind, I want to just pull up a piece on a new congresswoman that you have in your local area. I just sent it off to our friend to have the swearing bleeped out. And I want you to hear this, and I want you to, if you wouldn't mind, Dave, to go ahead and comment as to what's taking place in the state of Michigan concerning the racist Muslim rep, Rashida, if I'm saying her last name wrong, please correct me, Tlaib, threatens Trump. We're going to impeach the MFer, she said. Listen to this.
I cannot wait to inspire
yeah, the next generation, I know in this room, I can feel it already, that you have the fire in your belly to run for office and be fearless about it. Be everything that you think you can be, just the way you are. Don't let anybody, you know, people are like, Rashida, maybe you should put the bullhorn away. No. Maybe you shouldn't wear those gym shoes everywhere. You know, or maybe jumping over those piles of gravel to trespass to get Patrol and Coke is not really a congressional thing to do. Well, I'll take that. Fuck that. We're gonna do
incredible.
We're gonna do exactly the way my grandmother from Benjamina told to all of my residents that have gone through the civil rights movement, continue to fight for Black Lives Matter for everything. Don't you ever, ever let anybody take away your roots, your culture, who you are, ever. Because when you do, people love you. And you win. And when your son looks at you and says, Mama, look, you won. Bullies don't win. And I said, baby, they don't. Because we're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
And now, keep in mind, let me paint the picture for you really quick, friends. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. But it's interesting to note that she has Muslims surrounding her. It's also interesting to note that when she first won, she paraded around in a Palestinian flag. And with that said, I'm going to also bring up something from Abdul El-Sayed in just a couple moments. First, Dave, what are your thoughts? What is happening there in the state of Michigan concerning this new representative of who I don't know?
Well, let's back up for just a moment. First of all, Michigan is a hotbed for Islam, Muslims, and Sharia law. We've got the largest concentration of Muslims of any state in the union. We got Hamtramck, where all the government officials are all Muslim. We got Dearborn, where they're just, you don't recognize it if you drive through it as America, because they don't assimilate. They just do their little enclaves. But I can back up just a moment. I was chairman of Human Services as a state rep in the majority, so I was her chair, and she was a minority chair, Tlaib was, and she was a liberal Muslim at the time. She was very upset with me, because I put a bill in called American Law for American Courts. That bill simply says to the judges, do not use foreign law in a court of law that causes us or anyone to lose their constitutional rights. And, of course, she knew what I was after. She knew I was after Sharia law. So she just came unglued and got all upset. She's a liberal. She's a Muslim. And she hates Trump. There's no question about it. So what you have is a woman that got elected primarily in a Muslim district with a lot of Muslim money, and she's now a congresswoman. Now, what I waited to see and what I was interested in seeing is if she was going to swear in with her hand on a Quran. And sure enough, that's what she did. And then she said, used a deceitful term, which the Quran says you can use in the Sunnah. The Sunnah is the biography and writings, or sayings, rather, of Muhammad. Muhammad could not read or write, by the way. But anyway, it says you can lie, cheat, or steal through the infidel for the cause of Islam. So she said this is Jefferson's Quran. Yes, it was. Yep. But what she doesn't tell you is this. Jefferson and Adams went to England to meet the imam because we were losing our ships and sailors there. Our ships were taken as booty. The sailors were either being killed or enslaved. And we were paying 20% of our GDP to the Muslims in Tripoli. Well, when he went and met them, when those two met the imam said, we're going to continue to do it because according to the Holy Quran, we can do whatever we wish for the infidels. We're going to keep doing it. So Jefferson and Adams came back. Adams had printed 200 Qurans. Why? He had them printed so that the congressmen and people of America could see what kind of an archaic, barbaric religion, it's really only 14% religion, it's 86% about Muhammad, what it is. Because we needed a Marine Corps and a Navy. And that's exactly what happened. We got our first Navy and Marine Corps. And they went over there. They're called, by the way, leathernecks. Why? Because they put leather around their necks. It would be harder to cut their heads off. We went over there, and over a period of years, we defeated the Muslims in Tripoli. That's why the Marine theme or song still is from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. So from that time, beginning of our country, even till now, we have been at war with Islam. And if I can back up even further, people don't know history. For 1,400 years, Muslims ruled the vast majority of this earth through the sword, killing, rape, pillage, you name it, they did it. If you weren't a Muslim, you either died, you become a slave, or you paid the tax, and you became a dhimmi, is what they call them. So
what people got to understand is, in 2004, we discovered in El Ghurasi's basement a whole bunch of documents by the Muslim Brotherhood, which is how to take over America from within. In 2008, there was a Holy Land Foundation trial in Texas, where they identified 20 different organizations that are still operating in America today that have Muslim Brotherhood ties and seek to use terrorism and fund terrorism and support terrorism. For example, ISNA, Islamic Society in North America, MSA, Muslim Student Association, MCA, Muslim Community Association. There's just a whole host of them, 29 unindicted co-conspirators in this trial. So what you have now is they're doing exactly what the Muslim Brotherhood requested. And they're told to go ahead and immigrate into foreign countries, America. They're told to populate. They're populating at about 7 to 8 kids per family. They're told to get involved with schools. You now have a Muslim group that looks at all your textbooks in schools and make sure there's nothing in there that's negative about Islam. So our kids come out thinking it's a religion of peace. What they don't understand is it's the only thing the Quran says when there will be peace is when the whole world is made Islam, Muslims, Islamic. Until then, it's war. So they try to tell you it's a religion of peace. It's actually a religion of war. So when you look at all those things and you see that she's now in a government position, that's exactly the next step to get involved with politics. And she will do her best to make this more of a socialist country, more Sharia compliant, and she will scream discrimination. Anybody speaks truth about Islam or anybody speaks anything negative about her.
Well, I got to interject the question. What are the people in Michigan doing that she would be voted into such a position in the first place? I mean, because I could apply that to every state.
Because there's a large population of Muslims in her district, and they have lots of money that comes from within the state and outside the state. And I'm telling you, I can make an idiot get elected into a political office if I have enough money.
There's plenty of those, Dave.
Most people in America only listen to the news or radio or television, and if they see something seven times, they start to believe it. It may be totally false. But that's how people win elections. If they have the money, you can get elected. She had money, she got elected. She's representing her Muslim constituents. And I believe, and I think I'm speaking truth here, this is exactly what the Muslim Brotherhood desired in the memorandum that was discovered in El Ghurasi's basement, how to defeat America from within. It's called civilization jihad. And if you want to back up even further, the reason Muslims lost power is because during the Industrial Revolution, we came up with better weapons than their swords. So they know they can't beat us anymore by their old methods, so they have to do it from within. And that's how they're getting involved in government and schools.
We're going to take a quick break. We got Dave Azima, former congressman from that of Michigan, representative there, and talking about what's going on in the state with the new Muslim congresswoman who said, let's impeach the MF-er. We'll be right back after this break.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Air traffic control employees are still at work, but Dan McCabe of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association says a government shutdown 6 years ago remains a problem for training and staffing today.
Anytime that there is a shutdown like this, the FAA Academy in Oklahoma City, which is the single point for new hires to go through, it closes. And closing something like that is like stopping a freight train at 80 miles an hour and then starting it up again.
The ranks of air traffic controllers are already at a 30-year low. White House officials and congressional staffers continue negotiations today over the government shutdown. Congressman John Sarbanes tells CNN he wants to see a real discussion on border security.
If this were a real discussion about border security, instead of the president just being stuck on this idea of a wall, which is something that doesn't make sense according to everybody who looks at the way security operates at the border, then we could have that kind of a leveraged discussion.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Generation, I know in this room, I can feel it already, that you have the fire in your belly to run for office and be fearless about it. Be everything that you think you can be, just the way you are. Don't let anybody, you know, people are like, Rashida, maybe you should put the bullhorn away. No. Maybe you shouldn't wear those gym shoes everywhere. You know, or maybe jumping over those piles of gravel to trespass to get Patrol and Coke is not really a congressional thing to do. Well,
Dave Ajima, I can go off on his bio here, friends, for 5 minutes. We had 26-year United States Air Force fighter pilot. He's got a degree in economics, a degree in business management, 4-year RNC committeeman from Michigan. And we have him on the line right now with us, friends, just highlighting what's going on in the state of Michigan. Now, it's interesting, Dave. You know, we talked about how the money's coming in. We know that, from what I understand, from Pat Patrick Colbeck, who is running for the governorship of the state of Michigan. 40%, I believe, was the number of finances coming out to support El Sayed during his race. And I'm just kind of curious, who's behind Rashada Tlaib concerning the support to put her in such a position?
Well, she's getting money from Muslim groups as well throughout the United States. And, of course, some of those Muslim groups get money, I'm sure. I can't prove it from outside sources, outside this country even, because that's their goal, to infiltrate America. But I think what people got to know is people are ignorant when it comes to what Islam is. It is anathema to our Constitution. And if I can, just for a minute, let me get back with Patrick Colbeck for a minute. Patrick Colbeck was running for governor. And he let El Sayed was debating him, and El Sayed came up with a whole bunch of stuff that's actually not true, and basically Colbeck confronted him on it. And when he confronted him on it, he said, "I don't hate Muslims," is what Colbeck said, "but you have to deal with some of these issues of the Muslim Brotherhood, because this Abdul Muhammad Sayed, this El Sayed is his name, he was a member of the Muslim Student Association, which is part of the organizations that were co-conspirators in the Holyland Foundation trials. And he also had relatives. I think his father-in-law was involved, CARE, Council on America's Law and Relations, another one that was listed. So, I mean, you know where they're coming from. This man then turned around, El Sayed looked at him and says, "Well, you may not hate Muslims, but they hate you." There's
I'm going to play for us right now, Dave. Listen to this. This is El Sayed.
In the country. Now, you might not hate racist Muslims, but I'll tell you, Muslims definitely hate you.
One more time.
In the country. Now, you might not hate racist Muslims, but I'll tell you, Muslims definitely hate you.
Now, it's my understanding, Dave, that was said in front of 140 journalists there in the state of Michigan, and yet Patrick Colbeck came out in a negative throughout the media rather than in a positive concerning his statements, El Sayed's.
Exactly. And the amazing thing is very few of those outlets even carried that and spoke about that, how egregious it was. That's the amazing thing here. The news media is definitely not on our side. And most of the Republicans in this state ran from it. They did the same thing to me when I stood up against the LGBT group, and when I stood up against radical Islam in the past. They did the same thing to me. So they're afraid to touch anything that's controversial. And most of the controversial issues are the most important issues that we must tackle. I think that's probably why we lost the governorship, the attorney general. And by the way, we have an attorney general that was elected under Democratic auspices that is a lesbian, and she has a lesbian lover, and they adopted a child. And she is going to push, you watch, hate crimes so that you will not be able to speak against the LGBT or any of these groups. We're going to lose our freedom of speech here in Michigan if she gets her way. So
That's what begs the question, though, Dave. And I want to get to the meat and bones of this because you're a military man, and you served for a lot of years defending this country. And it's got to just infuriate those veterans that in so many different ways, in all actuality, paid the ultimate price to give us the freedoms that we have today. How do you feel about the people in the state of Michigan, across the United States of America, that are allowing these people illegally to implement that which they know is unlawful in the face of the sacrifice so they can have the freedoms in which they have today? What do you feel when you see this kind of stuff happening, my friend?
Well, to put it in Air Force terms, it pisses me off. And I'll tell you why I can say that, because these people that I know had a fight against socialism all my life. I was fighting against some communism country or prepared to fight against a communist country. Now we have an internal fight going on and nobody recognizes it. And that's what I wanted to get into. Folks, here's why Islam is not compatible with our Constitution. And our forefathers knew it. Jefferson knew it. Adams knew it. They called it a barbaric religion. In Islam, there is no freedom of religion. You either got to be Muslim or you die or you got to become a slave. There is no freedom of speech. You cannot talk against Islam. Think of Rashid. Remember how he was satanic verses. There's no freedom of artistic expression. There's no freedom of the press. There's no equality of peoples. A non-Muslim, it's called a kafir, is never equal to a Muslim. There's no equal protection under Sharia for different classes of people. Justice is dualistic. One set of laws for Muslim males, different laws for women and non-Muslims.
There's no equal rights for women. Women can be beaten. A non-Muslim, biggie for me, cannot bear arms. Think of that with our Second Amendment. There's no democracy, since democracy means that a non-Muslim is equal to a Muslim. Our Constitution is a man-made document of ignorance, according to Fran, and it must submit to Sharia. That's why when she placed her hand on the Quran and swore in, she's basically saying, this supersedes your Constitution. She was using the term taqiyya, which means a lie or deceitfulness, when she's basically saying, this supersedes the Constitution. And non-Muslims are dhimmis or third-class citizens, and all governments must be ruled by Sharia law. That's Islam.
We're seeing this across the country. I mean, not just across the America right now, but we're seeing this in France and in Germany.
Oh.
We're beginning to see people in the UK. These countries are now starting to figure out that their sin is catching up to them. And Numbers 32:23, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Now they're beginning to take to the streets. Many of these countries are calling to send forth these people back to the countries that they came from. And we can see clearly through El Sayed and Rashida Tlaib that they're not here because they need help. They're here to conquer, and it's exactly what's happening. But when you look at what's going on, what bewilders me, it always will and it always has, how the American people, because I'm talking about America right now, Dave, how the American people stand back, because I don't want to excuse the people that are allowing these things to happen, because every Sunday during the fall time, you have 60,000 people in every city practically where a football game is being played, where it's completely sold out. Now, it's interesting to note that these people are having their way. And again, I like the saying that I believe it was Edmund Burke that rightly said, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. They don't have the support to do the things that they're doing. It's the American people that are standing down, allowing these people to do the things that they're doing. And it's like, it's as if to suggest, Dave, we're supposed to just roll back and act like we don't know what's really happening here. And with that said, I want to bring this forward, too, because it's important. You said that there's a lesbian attorney general in the state of Michigan. It's interesting because I've been warning for 15 years on this radio program that Muslims are on the heels of the homosexuals because they are systematically and methodically acting out everything the people give a green light to. When the people said, okay, the homosexuals can do whatever they want, there is a reason that it's a felony in every state in our union. Regardless of what the new legislators have unlegislated, it matters not. God said it's an abomination, period. There's a reason for it. Before you pull the walls down, at least ask why they were put up in the first place. Well, the people aren't doing that. They're giving them a pass, and we're seeing the Muslims come right behind them. Instead of, the homos say it's homophobic. Now the Islam, they come in, play the victim, and it's Islamophobic, it's homophobia, it's Islamophobia, and we can see them infiltrating to the public schools. So now the American people gave a pass to the sodomites to go ahead and have way at the kids, which we're seeing clear as day now, which everybody said I was crazy when I said it's about the kids. Now it's right in front of their face, and all of a sudden everybody's quiet about it. Well, the Muslims are doing the same thing. So, Dave, we have nobody to blame but ourselves for where we're at today. What say you?
I say exactly. You're exactly 100% on. You're spot on. It's like yeast. They come in here and little by little. And a new generation is educated in the public education system. And like I said, they eradicate anything that talks negative about Islam. So they were getting a whole new generation of people coming out of the education system that don't see a problem with it because they're ignorant of what it really is. So our education system is partly at fault. And also, I want to say, a lot of our churches are at fault. You got the movement of Christendom, where they want to combine Islam with Christianity.
Yep.
And I've even had a Christian school teacher call me once whose son converted to a Muslim and say, well, we worship the same God. And I said, man, you are definitely wrong. There's not even close. And this is what frustrates me. If you got Christian school teachers saying this, we have lost this fight. Parents got to stand up. Parents, you get into those school boards. Run for those offices. Stop this garbage from being taught. And demand that history is being taught, especially American history, so that not alternative history, so that they get the actual history of this country and what made us great. What made us great was not Islam, it was not communism, it was capitalism and the freedom that we have in our religion. Even Stalin said, America is like a body. And what makes it strong is its patriotism, its morality, and its religion. If we can eliminate these through these three things, America will fall from within. He's exactly correct. And that's right. What's happening.
Dave Agema, representative from the state of Michigan, how do people get a hold of you? You got about 10 seconds, my friend.
Well, you can call me on the phone if you want to. 616-534-5141. I'll be happy to...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Facebook, Bradley Dean, EE. Censorship going on, continuing on, friends. Just sent a bunch of letters out to the executives of the company. And I am lawfully going to do what I have to do, friends, because enough is enough. Also want to let you know, Bradley Dean, EE on Facebook, Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. And again, if you'd like to check out Sons of Liberty Media YouTube, do so. Do yourself a favor, friends. Many of these topics, and which we're even talking about today with Dave Agema, we have videos. And they're educational videos, they're short videos, but it's a quick synopsis, friends, of what we are dealing with. And it shows you the problem, but yes, we always bring in the biblical, constitutional, lawful answers and what you need if you're willing to take it and uphold those laws that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give us. That is Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, friends, if you want to get a hold of Dave Agema, please do. His number is 616-534-5141. He is a doer. There's no question about it. 616-534-5141. Or go to his Gmail account, which is Agema agemafforrnc@gmail.com. If you got any questions, you can give the office a call or give us an email request. We'll give it to you that way as well. Thank you, Dave Agema, for the short notice, and thank you for jumping on, and thank you for doing what you're doing, my friend. With that said, one of the things that was being talked about during the last segment was the churches. We have a road it kind of spiders off probably about 6 miles away from where I live. And I'm in a very conservative area in the state of Minnesota. And with that said, it's interesting because there's a school in this local town 6 miles away from us. And right outside of that town, there is a building where they call themselves a Christian church. And they have a scrolling sign, and it was interesting. As a matter of fact, I even stopped and I got some film to show my friends across the country. This is what's happening here in the state of Minnesota. And all it takes, friends, is just a little leaven, which leavens the whole lump. Just a little tolerance, and this is what you're going to get. This is how it spreads, friends, is when you tolerate a little leaven that leaveneth the whole lump. Get rid of it, friends. It's the foxes that spoil the vines. Well, friends, get rid of the foxes then, and this is what we're talking about. They don't have the law on their side. And what I need you to understand is what's scrolling, friends, right outside of this driveway from the high school, past their building that they call a church, which is really in all reality a church of Satan. It scrolls, it says, we are an LGBT community. That's what it says on their scroll, right? Okay, well, God condemns that lifestyle, right? Their life choices, Deuteronomy 30:19, Romans 6. And it's interesting, friends, because then once it scrolls on, it says, where we take the Bible seriously, but not literally. Well, I want to tell you something. For those that take on that mentality, you need to understand that the judgment of God, it's appointed unto men once to die. After this, the judgment, Hebrews 9:27, that is not to be only taken seriously, but you also need to understand, you need to take it a step further and understand that it is a very literal term. You are going to stand before God on Judgment Day. You are. Every single person, regardless if you like it or not, every one of you will kneel before the Son of God and you will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I want to tell you, what your surreal world just became is a reality real quick. Don't wait that long before you repent before God and put your faith in Jesus Christ, Acts 20, verse 21. Now, going back to the church at large, again, we were talking to Dave Agema during the last two segments, and he was talking about how the church at large is responsible for much of what's going on. You better bet your bottom dollar. You better bet your bottom dollar, friends, that the church in this country is responsible for where we're at today. There is no question about it. They have been the greatest advocates on a nationwide basis to that of those that kill babies at will. They have been the greatest advocates to the murder of the innocent in the womb for not preaching out against the sins of murder. When the Bible clearly tells us in Proverbs 6:17 that God hates hands that shed innocent blood, thou shalt not kill in Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, the list goes on. Common sense comes into play here. They are the greatest advocates because instead of preaching out, they remain silent and they are cowards and they are hirelings and whores across the boards. They are the greatest advocates, the professed church in America today, concerning those that advocate the sodomite lifestyle by taking on the doctrine of devils, 1 Timothy 4:1. And instead of preaching out against their sins, friends, they're advocating it through their silence. And we see line upon line that it's the sodomite communities making way for their executioners. Friends, really, they are literally, the Muslims are calling for the execution of homosexuals. This is well known. It's in their doctrine. With that said, friends, they are advocating, they are pushing the doors open. And what they don't realize, the American people that give them the green light and give them a pass to do so, is you need to understand when you open the door to that which God condemns, you have a lot of trouble coming behind it, and that's why you are where you're at today. One of the things Dave Ajima talked about was the educational system that was in part responsible for what's going on. I say in a major part as to what's going on here. The philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation is going to be the philosophy taught in government in the next. This has been going on since the 60s, friends. Blatantly, let me put it that way. It's been going on a lot longer than that. But it's been going on blatantly since the 60s. Instead of religion and morality being the essential pillars of civil society, said that of George Washington during the farewell speech, which everybody literally had to read before they could graduate in the United States of America. Well, what happened? Well, they just said, no, go ahead. We'll just give our kids over to the government and we'll let them, right? We'll let them, because the church doesn't want to take his responsibility there neither in America, which is a lack of Christianity. But it's interesting. They just give a pass to the government and said, no, go ahead and do whatever you want to do. 325.7 million people in the present today, friends. No. Go ahead and do whatever you want to do. We got a football game to go to on Sunday. We got a baseball game to go to in the springtime. We got a basketball game to go to. And it's interesting in the wintertime, and it's interesting how literally 50 and 60,000 people go to these games, and then they sit back and they complain about what's going on in their country, but yet they're the ones that are responsible before God for allowing it to happen in the first place. It's not like, friends, when we're talking about Rashida Tlaib and these others, Keith Ellison, it's not like we're talking about Muslim Muhammad Abdul Sayed. It's not like they have a lawful standing to take any position in American government whatsoever. It runs antithetical in contrast to who we are. And I want you to listen to what none other than John Wesley had said about the Muslim religion, friends. Famous field preacher John Wesley said, and he warned long ago, that ever since the religion of Islam appeared in the world, the espousers of it have been as wolves and tigers to all other nations, rending and tearing all that fell into their merciless paws, and grinding them with their own iron teeth. That numberless cities are razed from the foundation, and only their name remaining, that many countries, which were once as the garden of God, are now a desolate wilderness, and that so many once numerous and powerful nations vanished from the earth. Such was and is at this day, said John Wesley, the field preacher from England, the rage, the fury, the revenge of these destroyers of humankind. Read Leviticus 26, 14 through 46. Read Deuteronomy 28, 14 through 68. Do yourself a favor, friends. Do yourself a favor, again, because I want to remind you that I'm not talking to a third world country any longer, friends. Though I am preaching to 53 other countries, I'm talking about what's going on within. And by the way, for those that didn't know, that's also a promise. Terror within, the sword within. Friends, are we there? You have 35 jihadi camps in the United States of America? Where is the FBI? Where are all those new agencies that have been created to defend the American people from those that mean to conquer this country? Where are all those agencies? That was another question I would have asked Dave Ajima. Where's the FBI in all this? Why are they silent about what's going on here? Wake up, America. It's your country. Look at your kids. When you sit there and you do nothing, look at your kids, because your legacy is your kids seeing you do nothing. And you've enslaved them through your tolerance. Again, friends, enough is enough. The law's on your side. They are not here to simulate, then lawfully stand up against them and deal with them lawfully to have them removed. If they hate it so much here, then guess what? We'll get them a one-way ticket. I mean, the government pays for everything else with our money. Why not tickets to send them back from where they came from if they hate it so much here in the United States? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, hour two coming up, 1-866-582-9933.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
at wolfhillammo.com. We love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.